Hey guys, it's Malls with another Please Advise mini app. Today we have return guest Sean Bartholomew, my personal body healer slash, I don't know, like the most important person I've met in like my whole life. He's completely changed my body through his treatments, the Bartholomew method at the Springs. You can go back and listen to his episode, Super Bitchin' Layout, if you want to find out more about his method, the Bartholomew method. But today what I want to talk about is for all of you people at home who are interested in this stuff. I mean, it does affect everyone, whether you live in LA or not. And since most of you don't live in LA and don't have access to Sean the way we do, I want to talk about some of the things you can do at home to, you know, lymphatic drainage, ways of taking care of your body, preventative stuff. We have a lot of big changes coming up. We've had some big changes recently in terms of the weather and the environment. And it's important to take these things into account when you're thinking about your greater health. And something like lymphatic drainage, introducing that into my life through the Bartholomew method at first, and then through also at home, different things I do at home now to supplement that, I've seen a huge difference in my health and a huge difference in my way of thinking about my health. The same way that like even just getting on top of my digestion and having like a very steady regimen of probiotics has really helped me with that too. So Sean's here today to talk a little bit about a subject that came up specifically last time we were together doing a treatment, which is that I needed to have a lymphatic drainage done on my chest. I don't know about you. I'm from a very long line of breast cancer people in my family. Like a lot of people had breast cancer. My grandmother died of breast cancer. My mom had a lump, but it was benign. I hope to God that she or one of my aunts doesn't get it, but I'm starting to wonder if this could be, you know, if this could skip a generation and if breast cancer is more likely in myself or one of my cousins. So thinking about that, I've been really interested in doing preventative treatment for breast cancer with lymphatic drainage, which I started to learn through the Bartholomew method again and then have turned into my whole own routine at home as well. But that's sort of how this came up. And I asked Sean, I said like, oh God, I just feel like there's like, I feel like, you know, when there's like lumps around the sides of your boob, but not actually in your boob and they're not technically breast lumps, but there's like little lumpy matter. Well, that's basically all clogged lymph nodes. They're sweat glands. And Sean pointed out to me that my lymph nodes were clogged as well as like, I think God, six other people he said he had seen in the previous week. He had been doing treatment after treatment of these drainages. And so I asked him if there was something going on in the world as to why all these drainage things needed to happen. Some people he hadn't seen for a drainage in a really long time. So that they were coming in and requesting this was kind of a unique thing. So Sean basically explained to me that this is going on right now.
Hi, Malls. Thanks for having me. It's so awesome that you have me back and we get to talk about lymphatic drainage and what this is all about. Why do we want to have this done? And we're not focusing on it. I mean, that's something that in a keynote right there is so important. We are just not focused on what is toxicity in our body and why does it come out the way that it does? How does it come out? Why are we putting antiperspirant on our underarms when anti means to stop and perspiration is toxicity? So you're stopping the toxins from coming out of your body. Does that sound like something you want to do? Hell no. I mean, I don't want you to do that to your body.
Right. And you don't want to smell funky. So like, I definitely understand that end, which is why I want to talk about solutions for these things. Cause I don't want to tell people like, hey man, stop protecting yourself from getting BO and then ruin your professional reputation in the meantime, because you smell.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. So here are some things that I want to talk about with lactic and uric acid in your body and the way that it comes out. Number one, I like to tell people it's like maple syrup coming out of a tree. In the first few years, it's real soft and pliable, right? But after a period of time, it starts getting hard and crunchy. And that's what we start to notice in our neck, underneath our arms, and these little lumps all over the place. And so the thing is that we want to get it soft and pliable again. It's very important that you start to look at, okay, am I taking care of myself that way? what can I do for that? Well, there's a number of things that you can do at home. Of course, taking Epsom salt baths are going to pull out this junk, right? That's a really cheap form of getting holistic therapy, right? Where you're, that salt is pulling. So you're not allowed to use that salt if you've got, you know, heart conditions, but definitely you want to load up. Grandma used to give us two little cups when we were a little boo-boo, but now we're a big boo-boo, so you want to load up on that. Yeah, I wish they paid me to say that, and I got a dollar every time I sold a bag because I sell a lot of those bags of Epsom salt. There are some other things that you can do.
You recommend 6 pounds per bath.
I do. Depending on your size and, you know, how much you got going on in your body, start off slow with like a pound. Work your way up. Don't just dump like 5 bags in there and see if you're going to drown or not in the stuff. It will make you woozy. It'll knock your sails out from underneath your knees. You'll get really like groggy. It's kind of like getting body work, right? But it's a very passive way to get body work. It's very gentle on the body. So you're not going to notice when you're going to go to get out of the bathtub and boy, oh boy, we could have a slip and fall. We got to be careful about that. You know, you want to make sure that you're not dizzy or falling asleep in the tub. That's not the effect that we're looking for. So as you start to use the salts, use enough salt, slowly and gently work your way up to that 6 pound marker, depending on what you got going on.
Right. And so real quickly, because we have a couple more solutions for at home, but I want to talk about what it is that you think has brought on this change or know to have brought on this change, which is that the barometric pressure has changed outside recently.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got, you know, our environmental issues are going on all over the place. I could go on for that for hours, but let's just talk about as the weather changes, that lactic and uric acid hardens in your body. And as it starts to harden, there are a couple of ways that we want to start softening it up. Number one, one of the greatest things that you can do is first thing in the morning, deep breathe. Take big, deep breaths in through your body. Let your organs massage the inside of your body and start to pump that lymphatic system out. We want to get your lymph nodes to be activated. And your lymphatic system is one of the slowest pumps in your body. It's the very slow moving pump. So the other thing that you can do is you can also do either on a rebounder, like a little mini trampoline, or you can do just like baby jump rope, you know, and you don't even need a jump rope to do it. You can just pretend. You know what I mean? And it's just a few minutes in the morning and you're moving up and down. You think of it like the frog in the blender. What you're trying to do is get that lymphatic pooling, that clogged inflammation, that congestion. You want to get that broken down and get it to start moving. You want that stagnicity to move out of your body, right? So sweating is a good thing, believe it or not. And I know a lot of you guys don't like sweating, so you want to control it and all that kind of good stuff. So you take a hot shower, you get those sweat glands open, you do your little bounce, and then you go back in, you rinse off, and then close those pores, right, with the cold water. If you can get to a spa and do ice and cold dips, that's great. But if you can't afford that, do it at home.
Right. And there's, you know, that brings up the other point, which is something that I've been doing, supplementing my massages with. And also just when I do, when I jump up and down at home, my reformer hasn't come in the mail yet. But I find that if you go to any spa or anything like that locally, you can usually buy a package of their infrared sauna sessions. And I really, really recommend that you get a 10 series, like a little package. Mine are like $200 for 30 minute sessions. And, even if you can just jump up and down in the parking lot for 5 minutes before you go in and sit in that infrared sauna, as Sean says, a lot of us don't like to just sweat, but if you can sweat for 30 minutes, like you are essentially doing, you're doing so much good stuff for your body. I really feel like when I get out of the infrared sauna, I feel like I just had sex for the first time in a very long time. Do you know what I mean? It's like that, like you're like, it's like a physical relief. Like you feel relieved from getting all of that shit out of your body.
Yeah, the other way for me that I love, especially with my method, is to use herbs. And use herbs that are going to break down toxins and stimulate circulation. We sell them at BartholomewMethod.com, and you can email me with your request. We have a pack that goes over the chest. I've actually designed it. We call our Big Band-Aid.
And he means like not like dragon herbs, like the herbs that we've talked about on the show that you take in capsule form, which I'm sure there are herbs that you can take in capsule form that are great. But Sean's referring specifically to an herbal heat wrap, which if you can't afford the Bartholomew Method one, which is really the best one, you can get any one of those. I mean, you can honestly, you can microwave a bag of rice or heat up a bag of rice and hold it on your chest. If you just want a quick way to use a heat pack, you can get one of those heat packs at CVS. They really help. I'm not talking about like the salon paw style one, but one that's just going to give pure heat to an area of your body, specifically your chest, your neck, areas like that. What are the herbs in the herbal heat wraps you use do, and are any of the herbs that you use in the heat wrap good to take orally for the same reason in case someone can't get a heat wrap?
Yeah, great. Great question. So yes, I highly recommend herbs to help cleanse the body more than just a basic heat pack. But if all you can afford is the basic, then you get what you can. Mustard seed and juniper berry and clarion sage and clove, these are all herbs that are designed to really help the body to flush and to get rid of. So when we designed these packs, they were really designed specifically for breaking down toxicity and stimulating circulation in the body. Can you make them yourselves? Sure you can. Totally. Go to like the closest little herb place, buy a bunch of herbs, throw it in a pack, sew it together, do it yourself. You want to buy them from me? We have them all set up for you. But right now, do it yourself at home if that's what you can do.
Or like, are any of the herbs in the, for like the, let's say the mustard seed or something like that, if you take those orally, is that also providing inflammation within the body? Like, are there herbs that you recommend in terms of like something you can take orally, like a vitamin, a supplement?
Yeah, there are some supplements that you can look at. And the best thing to do is to go to a nutritionist and really talk to them about what's going to work with your body and your body blood type and things like that. But do your homework and research it. A lot of my clients use turmeric and curcumin and things like that to help fight the inflammation. It's really, you know, so good for your body.
I love turmeric.
Turmeric's one of the most amazing. It's virtually tasteless. You know, you can't taste it. You sprinkle it on all your food. Goes in your body, goes right to work. Using this, something that's going to work for your body, is what the key, you know, instead of just saying a blanket one, oh, you try this, it'll work for you. You know, really make sure that your blood type is something that's going to go well with, you know, what herbs you're going to be using and how that reacts. One of the things that when we devised the herbal heat pack for people is we used a blanketed set of herbs. And by putting it specifically in direct correlation to the area of the body that we want to break down that toxicity, that's what the Bartholomew Method was really all about. By heating it up, we can actually get those lymph nodes open, and then we can target the lymphatic drainage using a hot stone therapy, which feels amazing to the body, and it really targets those areas. So that's something that you can do.
Yeah, I mean, definitely if you come out to LA, you're going to want to get the real thing. But I really wanted to give you guys just a couple things you can do and a little bit of awareness about what is going on with our bodies. I've been talking to a lot of people on Snapchat lately, and I'm always pretty open when I'm going through periods of depression or whatever else. Over the last few weeks, I've been talking to a lot of other girls who say they feel the same way. And I feel like there is something to it. It's so interesting to learn about how the barometric pressure, which I still don't understand how that affects our lymph nodes. And I'd like you to explain that. But like, is there something greater in your opinion to it when basically like large groups of people that don't necessarily know each other are kind of feeling depressed at the same time or feeling down at the same time? Do you think that there's something going on in the universe when that's going on? Do you think it's something that we're all like low-key experiencing the same sort of health situations, or what is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely the universal pipeline, as we call it. You know, it's this thing where, you know, your energy is going to affect other people's energy around you. And so that's something that, you know, for me, people who take care of their bodies and really like start your day off right, clear your mind with a little bit of meditation, and really try and dial in on where you are and what your purpose is and where you're headed in your life, and really try and turn things around and take a negative and make it a positive. I mean, these are all basic fundamentals of how to take care of yourself, but they're such a simple thing to do, but they're not always easy to do. And so we end up, you know, June gloom is the perfect example, right? Where, you know, all of a sudden the weather changes and here everybody starts feeling like crap, right? And they're like, oh, you know, what should I be doing with my life? Well, turn that around, you know. The other day we had 115 degree temperature over where I live. And it was Father's Day and everybody was like, oh, it's 115 degrees out. Well, I turned that around. I took my son to a water park. We spent the entire day, you know, splashing around in the water. It was amazing for us. But that's something that we had to look at, like, what are we going to do to turn that around? And I think that it's so important that when you have stuff that's bringing you down, that you identify it, you know, and identifying things that are going on around you. And if you've got negativity that's around you, you got to identify that and then figure out how to let it go.
But what about that maybe sneaker negativity that's like really not easy for the layman to spot within themselves, because it's, you know, it's like their lymph nodes need to be drained because the pressure has changed in the universe, or, you know, like there's something in the water, the moon is different and that's affecting everyone's psyche. Like, what if it's something outside of what a normal person knows to look at as potential issues? How is a person supposed to find out about those sort of things?
Yeah, key point and beautiful question. The answer is you got to go to a professional. I mean, that's the bottom line. There does come a time where if you don't know what's going on with you, having, you know, the layman's opinion and somebody, you know, you ask your best friend, hey, what do you think? Hey, that's great. I'm all about that. But really, dialing in on somebody that is a professional, that's been down that road. I mean, I've been doing therapy close to 20 years now. So I've seen these things. I've worked on cancer patients. I have cancer patients that I've actually flushed their lymphatic system, and we've tracked it and been able to say out loud via a doctor on their tests that their lymphatic system is now at an all-time high in terms of being flush.
So let's say that we have someone who's listening to this right now in Minnesota, and it's hitting home with them. They don't have the money to go see you in LA. What would they search for in this sort of situation? Would they start looking for lymphatic drainage? What would be something that they could Google to find, certainly not you, but a version of you nearby them?
Yeah, well, the good news there is we're trying to get the Bartholomew Method out to the whole world. I'll say that out loud. But the answer to your question really is you could do some home self-care as much as you possibly could, but searching for somebody who is a professional, you're going to look up holistic. That would be my key word right there. I would definitely holistic therapy of some sort, massage therapy, somebody who specializes in a lymphatic drainage would be amazing. You can also look at uplinger.com, which is the Uplinger's Institute. They actually teach lymphatic drainage, not my version of it, but they do teach a version of it. And I'm all about what you can get in your neighborhood is what you can get. I mean, obviously, I would love to get it out to the whole world on a stellar level.
You will.
And I know I will, because the method's working. But to get what you can is the important factor.
Exactly. And just one more question, because I don't know if we've pinpointed this yet. Why does the barometric pressure change our bodies? And what can we do to be preventative of that instead of just waiting to get like raped by the pressure changing and then being like, my body hurts? What can we do to get ahead of that?
Super simple. If you take a look at what your body is, your body's mostly water.
Yeah.
Okay. So if your body's mostly water, and what happens to that water as it gets dirty, there's toxicity in that system. As the toxicity in that system starts to raise up higher, what happens to it? As the weather changes. So you got to filter out. You got to clean that water on a regular basis. You got to start sweating that toxic out. You got to start warming up that body and getting that body to move. You know, there's an old saying, right, about being on a diet. Can I have the magic pill? No. Eat less, move more. That's the magic pill. Okay. Wait. You're kidding me. No, is it that easy? Yes, you eat less, you move more, you'll lose weight. That's how that is.
I love it.
But the answer to the question about cleaning the system is your body is almost 90% water. What happens to that water if it's dirty? Are your fish going to live, so to speak, in your fish tank if your water's dirty? No, you have to clean that filter. So eating right for your filters to be able to clean is important. So eating foods that are high in antioxidants, like beets and kale, all those good things. clean living is not just something that, you know, rich people do. Anybody can do it. And when you do it, you'll start to notice that your body will really just start to change.
Find a farmer's market, you guys. They exist everywhere. And like, it's the best way to get fresh local vegetables into your life. And the prices are impossible to beat. I mean, I've spent $150 at a grocery store to like do the right thing and feed my body for a week. But the vegetables were the produce is just compromised. It's not as good. It's more expensive and it's more less than likely organic. So I really think that you should be checking out farmers markets locally.
Plant-based eating
is great. So on that said, I feel like we should just give a shout out to our friend Laura Miller, whose book Raw Vegan Not Gross is absolutely fantastic. I read the entire thing in 3 hours. Raw Vegan Not Gross. You don't have to be raw or a vegan or even a vegetarian to love the recipes in it. It's a great book, and personally for me, it inspired me to infuse more of those recipes into my normal diet, not go raw or vegan, but to just incorporate those things into my world. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. If you have any more questions of this nature, we also have a whole episode coming up about supplements, all sorts of great stuff like that. I'm really working on this wellness tip for you guys because many of you have expressed that talking about this sort of stuff is really helpful to you. So if you have any more specific questions for Sean or for another expert we may have on soon, it would be very exciting to get them. Email askpleaseadvise@gmail.com. And of course, go to iTunes and make sure you are subscribed. All right. Thanks so much. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for having me, Malls.
You got it, Sean.